Prime Minister Dr. Ralph Gonsalves said, while progress is being made with the relief and recovery effort, the authorities continue to prioritize the safety of all members of the population. He said the cleanup of ash and rubble is expected to be completed in Sandy Bay within the next week and a half.
So progress steadily is being made. And we have to do things which are proper, careful. We have to make sure that people's safety is seriously extolled. You know, we have to, that's a primary obligation. So what is holding us back in going into the areas would be the cleaning up of the ash and the clearing of all the rubble, which is still considerable. In another week and a half, I'm told that Sandy Bay should be pretty okay. The main areas for the ash and so on have been dealt with. But people, when they come back and clean the ash, come back to the road, they have to do it again. It's an ongoing activity.
Prime Minister Gonsalves said more than 60 trucks are currently working to clear the ash fall from Sandy Bay.
And then, of course, they have to be washing down the place. Unfortunately, one of the trucks got into an accident and, you know, it's not operational. So that limits some of the washing down. They're making other arrangements. Then the work will go up. You don't have as much ash actually and debris in Owe and Fancy as you have in Sandy Bay. Sandy Bay is the main area, actually, from London right through the Sandy Bay proper. We have working up there 60-odd trucks, big trucks, and about 15 or so pieces of heavy-duty equipment. That's what I've been advised. So tremendous work is being done on an ongoing basis.
The Prime Minister also disclosed that a significant amount of work remains to be done in the main river valley in Sandy Bay, and this is taking some time.
If you go to the main river valley in Sandy Bay, and you see the kind of work which had to be done just in that river valley. And I remember when I was there last week, Thursday, Austin Bullock, who's a very experienced heavy-duty operator, was clearing the channel and packing the big stones now on either side, but they had to be packed in a particular order. It's a time-consuming activity. So that work is continuing. What we are also continuing is and I'm hoping that in the week coming, that I will get a preliminary draft from the chief government physical planner, who heads a committee which cabinet has set up with a number of important stakeholders in the state administration to map out on the river valley side where you can't build or even where things are there, you're not going to be able to continue to live there.
Prime Minister Dr. Ralph Gonsalves. I'm Ricardo Wilson with today's La Soufriere Volcano Update.